You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Missouri's own R&B singer SZA made it on the official Biden-Harris inauguration playlist. It's a song called Good Days.
We playing it? It was just released like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So, yeah.
I'm assuming Kamala put that on the list.
Probably. She lit up her incense.
A lot of hope for good days to come after the Joe Biden was sworn in as America's 46th president.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Thank President.
Can I acknowledge that his middle name is Robinette?
Robinette? Where is he from? I forgot.
Well, he lived in Delaware many years, but he was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But Robinette?
Yeah. A little weird, but
I'd say he's one of us with a made-up name.
So, Shay, the inauguration looked kind of fancy for somebody who owed me $2,000. It was the Pico playoffs going on at the inauguration.
Only 1,000 guests were allowed to attend the inauguration in person. Of course, they were socially distanced. Former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton were there. Our very own Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas was among the attendees, and former 3rd District Councilperson Jermaine Reed.
Mayor Lucas repping the town. I saw you with the Scully on, dog, with the Chief Scully. You see him?
I did. That's I liked dog. The picture on social media.
Hey.
A lot of folks expecting some great things. Joe Biden didn't waste any time. He basically reversed many of Trump's executive orders, like ASAP Rocky.
Yeah. He definitely went to the Walmart and he got the Clorox. He went and got some Dawn. He went and got some of the spray. And he cleaning the White House as we speak. Gotta love it.
There were 17 different issues that he addressed. Mm-hmm. One being he stopped the border wall construction. Ended the Muslim travel ban.
Needed that.
Rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement.
Needed that.
This is going to take 30 days for it to be reinstated, however.
Mm-hmm.
Ended the Keystone XL pipeline and revoked oil and gas development at natural wildlife monuments.
Excellent.
He moved to count non-citizens in the U.S. Census again, which was something that we used to do. Rejoined the World Health Organization. And Dr. Fauci will join a board to deliver remarks on global health and the COVID-19 pandemic. He instituted a 100 days face mask challenge. He's asking folks to wear their face mask and socially distance in federal buildings, lands, and federal employees and contractors are included in that. Hoping that if we all wear our masks for 100 days, we can decrease the amount of coronavirus that's being spread.
Mm-hmm.
Among 10 other issues as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a new day, Shay.
It is. I was oddly emotional. We'll talk a little bit more about the highlights of the inauguration on the Morning Grind.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, highs in the mid-50s today. Sunny skies. Right now, you're mostly cloudy and 29 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Lil Wayne's daughter, Regine Carter, went on her social media account and assured her fans that her rapper boyfriend Wyatt Finlucci would be home soon. Apparently, she missed the news from the judge presiding over Lucci's case, who decided that he would not be granted bond as he awaits trial for felony murder.
She might be a little emotional right now.
Lucci, whose real name is Ray Sean Bennett, is facing charges of felony murder, aggravated assault, participation in criminal street gang activity, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. The 911 call of passerbys who witnessed what happened was just chilling to listen to. Patrick Mahomes is still in concussion protocol, Brian, but practiced on yesterday.
All signs point to him playing. Look, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to be real. He's going to play. No way in hell the NFL is going to let that boy sit out. He's the face of the league. AFC championship game. He's going to play.
I don't think people would want to tune in to watch.
Nah, not
Chad Henne play the Buffalo Bills.
Not people outside of Buffalo and Kansas City. No, they don't. So that's why Mahomes is going to play, y'all. Barring something, some or unforeseen circumstance.
More news out of NFL this morning. Phillip Rivers with the Indianapolis Colts has decided that he's going to retire after 17 years in the league.
Bye. Peace out. See ya. We made a living out of whooping your ass year in and year out. He used to play with the Chargers. So he's a borderline Hall of Famer. He had a great career. I actually don't dislike Phillip Rivers like other Chiefs fans do. He had a great career.
He won 134 games, second among quarterbacks who haven't won a Super Bowl, and eighth overall. He's also fifth in career completions, yards passing, and touchdown passes. 240 consecutive regular season starts with the Senkis longest streak since 1970 behind Brett Favre.
And a gang of ass whooping from the Kansas City Chiefs since 2004 when he was drafted.
He's 39 years old. It's time to go to Cribbo.
He got like 10 kids. No, seriously, he has like 10 kids. Seriously.
Ow.
Oh, here you go. Look at you.
What?
Oh,
everything
man.
Still work. I'm on board for that.
Oh, Lord.
So, Boosie Badass, you know, he don't mind talk about something. He says that he isn't happy that Donald Trump didn't pardon C. Murda, who is currently serving life in prison for the murder of 16-year-old Steve Thomas. Now, C. Murda has always maintained his innocence during this time, and Boosie tweeted, everybody can get a pardon but C. Murda. BS, hashtag innocent man. 20 years and I'm pissed off today. Don't want of y'all to.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Mechanical error here. And some grammatical inconsistencies. Don't want of y'all to know anybody today, so don't call.
Come on now, dog.
I think he's saying he doesn't want to talk to anybody today, but that's not what he typed.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Listen, man. Come on now. Like, really? Wishful thinking, man. That was a pipe dream.
If Kodak Black, but Lil Wayne,
they was already
Kwame Kilpatrick, the dude that was behind all of the college cheating.
Okay, come on.
He got pardoned.
Let's break it down.
Why can't C. Murda get pardoned?
I want Mr. Miller out too. But let's be honest though, Kodak Black and Lil Wayne, they've been campaigning for this. This has been in the news cycle for 2 or 3 months or whatever. Kwame Kilpatrick, you told me about the two young ladies who are
Diamond
like,
and Silk.
Yeah, them. They got him out.
Why wasn't Monica and Master P lobbying? That's my point.
Because they was
why
messy.
Y'all didn't
they was being
transfer
messy.
That $5 million to the offshore account of Ronald Hump.
Whoa, brother, now. You got too much dip on your chip.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I left a good-paying job to go work for the city of Kansas City, Missouri, just to find out that they don't pay nothing. I can't even take care of my family because of them, man. I'm just mad about it.
They didn't tell you your pay before you signed the paperwork?
Yeah, you know what? They didn't tell me my pay until I got an orientation. And I was like, wow, it's too late now.
I never had that happen. They usually tell you before they get your birth certificates and social.
Nah, they wait until you get an orientation to say this is the pay. And you're like, wow, you got to roll with it. But it's all good.
My brother, it looked like you need to pick up a side hustle. What you treat? You want to learn how to DJ or something?
Cool DJs,
I definitely learn how to DJ. I take that advice anytime.
I bet. DJ such and such, meet me this weekend, and we're going to get it in, all right?
Bet that.
All right, have a good one.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I ain't trying to be funny, but the Bills QB, Josh Allen, he just learned how to throw last year. Y'all ain't been in the playoffs in 25 years. You ready?
Let's go.
Represent. Kingdom represent. Kansas City.
Represent.
Hey, Kingdom represent.
Hey, rep the set.
Rep it.
Need 100%.
Gang, gang.
Running back.
Juice.
Chase another bag. Hey,
big bag.
Playoffs.
Hey, time to take off.
We gone.
Playoffs. Time to take off.
Hey, represent.
Hey,
Kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent.
Kingdom represent.
Hey, hops.
Whoa.
Here we go again.
Yep.
The morning grind back with another hit.
Big.
The air is crisp with the cold winter wind.
Burr.
Spotlight.
Bright.
Kansas City, we the trend.
Number one.
On a mission for LaBarty, number three.
Big ring.
Nothing comes to a staple but a dream.
Let's work.
High stakes. Make us play accordingly.
Good.
Landlord. Gotta take authority.
Give me that.
Ignore the talk. All the extra commentary.
Daddy Patty.
We the champs, and Patrick's extraordinary.
1-5.
Gotta take it by any means necessary.
We need
Parade
that.
Coming, first week of February.
Big bottles.
Represent.
Hey, Kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent.
What?
Kingdom represent.
Hey, rep the set.
Rep it.
Need 100%.
Gang, gang.
Running back.
Cheap.
Chase another bag. Hey,
big bag.
Playoffs.
Hey, time to take off.
We gone.
Playoffs. Time to take off.
Represent.
Hey,
Kingdom represent.
Kansas City.
Represent. Kingdom represent.
I'm just saying, y'all know him for chicken wings, not football.
Chase Kingdom, let's go.
Facts.
I'm keeping that same energy all week long.
We ready. Let's go, baby. AFC Championship site.
Straight up.
Ah.
Morning grind with Shane and Sean. What?
Good morning, 652. Look for highs in the mid-50s today. Sunny and mild right now, Arrowhead Stadium. You are mostly clear in 29.
Tickets are still available for Sunday's AFC Championship game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
How much will a ticket run you? $700 on the low end.
Lord. On the low end.
And nearly $2,000 on the high end.
Booyaka, booyaka.
My plan was to purchase a ticket on my credit card brand. And when I get my check from the Powerball jackpot, I was going to pay my credit card off and begin my new life.
Okay. Sound like a solid plan.
Oddly enough, somebody won that Powerball last night in Maryland.
Oh, no.
I need that money.
$731.1 million.
Wow.
As I've told you many times, I feel it in my body that I'm going to win. Like, literally inside of me, I can feel it. So I'm always shocked and appalled when I wake up the night after and I didn't win.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
I told you on this show yesterday, 24 hours ago to be exact, I told you to calm down. Don't build yourself up to be let down. What did you do? You got let down.
See, Brian, we got to work on your faith, son. Your faith is lacking.
Ma'am, I have faith in Patrick Mahomes. I have faith that God is going to come down and grab me one day and give me my wings, okay? I have faith that my dog Darren at Wings and Things is going to cook my wings right this week. But I do not have faith in the lottery.
Damn!
Sorry.
I have faith that the Lord wants me to be happy. And he knows that $731.1 million will get me to Happyville.
Hallelujah. You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans. And I promise you, I will fight as hard for those who did not support me as for those who did.
I was a part of President Joe Biden's inauguration speech on yesterday on the National Mall. I was surprisingly emotional watching the inauguration yesterday.
Was it because of Kamala or just a changing of the guard?
There were three times where my eyes started leaking lightly. It wasn't full on weeping, you know, because I'm a G.
You only say that for Beyonce concerts?
First time I felt forklift is when the bells began ringing at Howard University and they played Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Special.
That touched me. Then when Kamala Harris was sworn in, I thought of all the black women, all the women who never thought that a female could be number two in charge in this country. And then when the Howard University band marched in the virtual parade, I was hashtag HBCU proud.
Love it. I can see why that would touch you. Because it's like, you know, where we came from and where we've been, it's like, now we're up on the main stage.
It's been a long, long, long road to get to where we are now as a country, and there's even more work that needs to be done.
A lot of work. This is only beginning.
Seriously, this is just the beginning, Brian. Yeah.
See, people say, never mind, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but Martin Luther King Jr. got assassinated just over 50 years ago. That wasn't that long ago.
Some folks think that part of the reason he was assassinated is because he began talking about money and getting poor people their checks. Now, when the conversation about dollars start being had, everybody start getting uncomfortable. A study was done, Brian, that says that money really doesn't make people happy.
The first question I would ask of that is, who was they studying? For real. We really need to see who they were studying there. We need to see the socioeconomic status, where they live, how much they make, all that. Because it's different for different people.
If money doesn't make people happy, I'd like to take it on the world anyway. Let me dance with money. Let me two-step with a coin. Oh, please.
Here you go. Here you go.
What are your thoughts on this, Kansas City? Do you think that money can really make you happy?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
721, highs in the mid 50s today. Sunny and mild. Right now you are clear 27 on 18th and Vine. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Daughter of Russell and Kimora Lee Simmons, Ming Lee, is 21 today. Former NBA star Hakeem Olajuwon is 58 in these streets.
Cold-blooded.
R&B singer Billy Ocean is 71 today. Member Nokio is 42 today, but it says disputed.
42?
I think he might be older than that.
Yeah, he about,
just because, man, he got a baby with Angie Martinez, and I know she 50 plus.
Yeah. Drew Hill came out in 96, so yeah, 25 years ago.
Singer-songwriter Tweet, her first album you can play track for track without stopping. She's the big 5-0 today.
Oh.
Yeah, ain't no way Nokia younger than Tweet. Come on now. Come on, fam.
What am I? Favorite rappers who really doesn't get included in people's favorite rapper list.
He doesn't mind.
Hey. Hey.
Come on. We doing it big. It's going down. Hey. Doing it big, pulling
up in the 911. Rapper Rick Ross is 45 today.
Love that dude.
And let's send love and honor up to the memory of Jam Master Jay. Member of Run DMC, a king from Queens.
Love Jam Master Jay. Happy birthday to everybody born on January 21st.
Yesterday's inauguration, of course, featured performances from some of your favorite celebrities. I thought Betsy Ross was coming to the microphone, you know, the woman who sold the American flags
right
back in the day. But child, it was actually Lady Gaga with this big old red skirt on, big old pin on her top, but she sounded good. Then the Puerto Rican mommy, Jennifer Lopez, came up and sang a medley of This Land Is Your Land, America the Beautiful, and then freaked it into her 2000 hit, Let's Get Loud.
From sea to shining sea.
I was actually freaking in Spanish. Hold up.
Yes.
Let's get loud.
Really?
Oh, man.
Mi gente.
I love the way she put the Spanish in there. I
That's
like that.
Right.
Yeah. It's a representation of America.
That
like it or not.
Is right.
All right.
And I was actually shocked that she sounded as pleasant as she sounded, because when they said Jennifer Lopez singing?
Mm-hmm. You didn't expect?
Let's get loud.
No. She stayed in her lane. She ain't try to do something her voice can't do. You know what I'm saying? She ain't try to go Jasmine Sullivan. She ain't Whitney Houston it out.
Yeah.
She, let's get loud. Like, stay right in there.
Mm-hmm. Right in that area.
Yeah.
Don't go out of that.
Don't try to do more than your voice will do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people mess up at.
You're right.
And your boy Garth Brooks, some folks said he about to come out with an R&B album.
That's my uncle.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
What's the guy's voice who I like? Who
Aaron Neville. That?
Yes, that's Aaron Neville style.
I already know what you was going to call. Yeah, like, But Shay, you know, like, you know, when the plug is outside, you know, and you waiting, you know, got your money in hand, first thing you say is what?
Let's get
loud. You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Morning grind guarantee. Get somebody qualified for $1,000 in cold cash within the hour.
Yes, ma'am.
$1,000 make you happy?
It sure would.
Hot trending topic this morning. Does money make you happier? 2012, I went back to school, Brian. Mm-hmm. In one of my classes, we explored the concept of employee morale and how employees feel valued at work. So they said that it's praise and acknowledgement that actually motivates employees to come to work and really do their job the long way. They said that this is true more than bonuses and other monetary incentives.
What?
All you gotta do is Jeff with somebody, and they gonna be happy at work. Excuse me.
See me?
What?
You say love with a check for me.
Hell no.
The way you express your love for me is the ding of a Cash App. That's what makes me feel like, dang, you really love me.
What kind of suckers is this? Order these? What?
This is actual data that they accumulated. They said people like to be acknowledged more than paid.
And that speaks to, you know, the way people are now with social media. People want to be famous, and I get it. But man, I'm like you. I need to check.
What do you say about this? Does money make you happy?
I'm not going to say that money makes me happy. It just makes me feel good to know that I am a thousandaire. Every time I get paid, I at least got $1,000-something in my bank account. Makes me feel good. Bills is paid, food, refrigerator.
And that's a luxury that some people don't have. When you don't have money, it's just a whole set of other problems that stack up and stack up and stack up, it seems. But when you do have money, that ain't something you ain't got to worry about. Like, money is nothing. You could just get what you want at all times.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think that Kanye West is happy? He says that he's a billionaire. Do you think Donald Trump is happy? He says he's a billionaire.
Good question.
That's a good question. I had to ask them that personally.
Yeah, it is. I would assume that they're not, though, to answer your questions. Both of them. They both look miserable. I mean,
they do look miserable.
Money does come with problems to be that rich. I mean, it's like the people who win the Powerball. They might be not happy in their financial status until they win that Powerball. But then when they win that Powerball, life might just even get even worse.
Well, we appreciate you, dog. Have a good one.
All right, y'all do the same. Stay blessed.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
22-year-old Amanda Gorman became the youngest poet to perform at an inauguration. She joins the ranks of massive poets like Robert Frost and Maya Angelou.
When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president only to find herself reciting for one.
Wow. That was one of the things that I noticed about the inauguration. All parts of America were represented.
Gotta love it.
A 22-year-old was a part of this ceremony. That's big.
Boy, she was spitting, wasn't she, Shay, huh?
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm just saying, you know, I was waiting for the plate to be passed.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough coming.
I followed her on social media and sent a message in the inbox, see if she'd come talk on the show. She probably ain't gonna see it, but... You know, I try. I tries anyway.
Yes, you do.
Another highlight for me, Michelle Obama's fashions, baby. She came through dripping. When she started descending the stairs, I yelled out, "Slay all day!" Like, that's all you do for pay.
I thought the rock music was finna hit because, you know, she had that WWE championship belt on. It looked good. That's not a diss. It looked good.
You don't know nothing about fashion, young man.
I don't. That's what you was
now
doing.
Now, this is right here. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come on. So, Brian, here comes Michelle Obama sporting a three-piece monochromatic ensemble designed by black designer Sergio Hudson.
Okay.
Watch her hair bouncing and behaving. The flip was just joyful for me in the front. It just... It looked like, you know what? I'm blessed. I'm happy. My credit is good. My skin is clear. My cholesterol is down. That's what she looked like.
She was blessed.
Blessed.
With that Detroit press.
It wasn't a Detroit press. You know I did some digging. Her hairstylist is from D.C.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And she said that, you know, that's a L.A. press that she did on Michelle Obama.
A Cali press. Mm-hmm. You know, my president, my former president, Barack Obama, you know, his suit was made by Dapper Dan. You know that, right? He had Gucci on the inside of the jacket.
No, he didn't.
He had to coordinate.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Sunny skies. Man, the weather's been beautiful lately. Right now, you are clear 29 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
I don't want to rain on your parade, but your favorite rapper, Drake, announced that he's going to be pushing back his upcoming album, Certified Lover Boy.
Well, Shay, to the surprise of you, I'm looking forward to this album. If it sounds anything like Desires or Grease, and it's like Drake is moving to his vibey R&B type, you know, thing, this is going to be like an R&B album. So I'm looking forward to it.
It speaks to your emo inside of you.
I ain't an emo. I like groovy music. All right.
Groovy?
Groovy. It got to have a groove to it.
Speaking of groove, Jay-Z has started a fund for minority-owned cannabis startups.
Oh.
I looked it up. The stock is just $12 a share. So I'm going to go ahead and get a couple. Maybe 10.
Weed. Wow. Coming a kid from the 90s and where crack is whack and all of that was just melted into my brain and everybody else in my age. It's just wild to see cannabis as open as it is now. I like it.
In a statement, Jay-Z said, it's really unbelievable. That's Biggie.
I thought it was like Jesse Jackson mixed with like
what?
YFN Lucius.
It's really unbelievable.
Nah, fam.
No. How that could happen? Okay, I'll just read it as me.
That was like Barney and Rakim.
We were the ones most negatively affected by the war on drugs, and America has turned around and created a business from it that's worth billions.
Yep. Facts.
So Lil Wayne and Kodak Black were among the 143 folks pardoned by Donald Trump as he was on his way out the front door.
I hope so.
In the final hours of his presidency, Lil Wayne's lawyer, Bradford Cohen, said that, look, Lil Wayne didn't support Trump publicly during his reelection so he could just get this pardon.
Really?
He told the New York Times, it never hurts that someone gets a full understanding of an individual when they're just looking at a piece of paper. In hindsight, I guess it worked.
Whatever.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Try to finagle it all you want. Whatever.
In sports news, Kyrie Irving returned to the Brooklyn Nets last night after taking 2 weeks away for personal reasons. So we have a little bit of audio from Kyrie Irving talking about what he was doing during those 2 weeks.
Haven't played any games, haven't even answered your phone. Can you speak on your absence and how you feel about the James Harden trade now that you returned to the team?
I think it was some miscommunication between me and the front office on how many off days I had left. I thought I had more than I actually had, but now they're trying to tell me I can't even miss a practice. And that's crazy because they know who I am. But they're trying to tell me I used all my off days the last 2 seasons, and I don't remember that. I think they're trying to use them Boston days where I told them don't bring up my old job. I think people got a little overwhelmed when I didn't answer my phone calls, but I don't think anybody answers their phone calls when they're not at work. And I didn't even have my phone. You know, I do a lot of charity. I actually donated my phone to charity. I literally gave somebody my phone. So I didn't have a phone. That's why I didn't know about the James Harden trade. People are asking me, how do I feel about, will I fit in? Or do I think I'll still be able to get my points? I didn't know James Harden got here until this morning. Somebody wrote me a letter. I didn't have any electricity. I'm not on that type of time right now.
Oh, Lord. Look, that makes so much sense. I know some people are confused, but that, like, Kyrie Irving is like, he's really wild with his thoughts. Like, he's treating the NBA like PTO. Like, you don't do that. Who does that? But it makes sense, though.
But that was really a joke.
It was.
making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Christy.
All right, Christy, let's see what you got.
No, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, don't want any of time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Really?
Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Hey.
Hey.
Christy, you ever been with a scrub?
Yeah.
Point him out.
You ain't got to point him out, child. Don't listen to him.
I'm being messy.
You won, boo.
Oh,
you qualify for $1,000 in cold cash. Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's exciting. Thank you. I like barely ever win anything, so that's cool.
Super exciting.
Hey, shout out to Max Motors. Take your car shopping to the max. Tell Kansas City what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposit.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
The hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.